Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Fan Evening Show. Jeff Hathorn with you, joined by Robbie Ismakowski and his book, Sacred Grounds. Where did your love of baseball start?
You know, it started where I grew up in South Philly, right where about, I don't know, half a mile from the old Veterans Stadium, the Vet.
Yeah.
And we could hear the cheers of the crowd from our front step. As you walk into the house. So not all the time, but you could hear it a little bit. Like, well, I mean, when the place big moment, you didn't hear it every day. And then you get close to it and you see the lights and it was amazing.
So was that like that team that had all the Hall of Famers, like Pete Rose and Perez Morgan and all that?
That was the 80
Bob
team.
Walk.
Bob Walk won game one, gave up a base hit to Clint Hurdle in game one of the World Series. That
Isn't
night.
That crazy?
Yep. How crazy is that? I did a story on that
Clint
when
got
we
a
were
hit.
In Philly. What's that?
I said that Clint got a hit.
Yeah. And Clint would be self-deprecating with something like that. But, I vaguely remember that team. I was five. I just turned five. So I'd be lying if I said I knew a lot. 83, I knew a little bit more when they lost to the Orioles. Excuse me. And then 93 was the team that broke my heart, obviously. Well, I should say Joe Carter broke my heart by hitting that walk-off in game six off Mitch Williams. That was my first real experience of heartbreak in sports. Don't kill me, please, Pittsburgh. Don't kill me. Was when the Flyers got whacked early in the playoffs in 85 or 86 to Pierre LaRouche and the New York Rangers. And I went nuts and cried and had a hard time sleeping and woke up angry every day as a, 9, 10, 11-year-old. And then in terms of baseball, really the 93 team, I was always into it, and I really followed the Phillies growing up very, very closely. And then, when Joe Carter hit that homer, I just started my freshman year of college. And I remember sitting at my neighbor's house as Joe Carter hit the homer with my head in my hands, like, what just happened?
Can I tell you, I was in college when Sid Bream scored. And I remember sitting at the couch, because we were going to go out, because I was going to party. The Pirates going to be in the World Series. They had that game.
They did.
And I feel like I can see myself from outside of myself, because I just sat in the couch for like 2 hours. They all went out, and I just sat there. In such disbelief and ticked, like all those emotions, and I just sat there.
Do me a favor. Open up that book to the first ballpark, which is Truist Park in Atlanta, and I'll talk while you find it. So it's just the first, you got to go through a couple intros to get there first, but look at that first page where you see the scenic shot of Truist Park in Atlanta, and then go to the next page, and then...
This better not be.
Just take a look, and we'll see what it is. You know what that photo is? Tell the listeners, for people, we don't want to have silence on the air on the radio, because that is not a good thing.
Well, it's better than the swearing. It's the Tomahawk logo and the old A. Is that what you're talking
about?
No,
let me, you might have to flip one more page. Let's see what page. I can't see from where you are, but you're going to see one with a story.
Oh, the slide.
Yeah. But do you see what that's a picture of?
No,
so there's a picture that I have in there that is on display at Monument Garden in Atlanta at Truist Park, which is behind home plate for any baseball fans that make a trip there. And on display, enclosed in glass, in a beautiful display case, is the knee brace that Sid wore when he slid into home plate.
I was trying to figure out what that was.
That is Sid's knee brace, the actual DonJoy knee brace that he wore when he slid into home plate. And as I was walking Truist Park taking pictures.
But nice having you, Robbie.
I know. It's such a, you know, I don't do it on purpose, but I called Sid, I called Spanky, Mike LaValliere, and I called Bob Walk. Bob was in the bullpen warming up when that happened. And first I asked, you know, I asked each guy, are you still, like, I know you've been asked a million times about this, but would you be gracious enough? And both guys were just so classy, so respectful, so open, so honest. Bob Walk, obviously, is one of the greatest humans I've ever, you know, I spent 11 years working with Bob, and he's one of the greatest people I've ever met in my career, in my life, and I love Bob to death. But, you know, to see how classy a human being Sid Bream is and his reputation, and I don't think Pirates fans quite realize what went down there. And maybe they do, but they know what happened, right? The Pirates did not make a good enough attempt to keep Sid in a Pirates uniform. So what did he do? He went to the Braves. And what happened? Well, all right, we know what happened. Okay, we don't need to rehash that.
Yeah, we don't.
But listen to some of Sid's former teammates talk about him. How much, how respected, admired, and loved he was as a teammate. Sid Bream is one of the greatest teammates, I think, in baseball. You will not hear someone say a bad word about Sid Bream, and he still makes his home here. He lives in the North Hills, right? And he's always around. He's one of the kindest, most generous people, you know, big into his faith. And he talks about that moment and relives it like it's yesterday in the most honest, open way he can. So that's one of the stories we covered in the book.
And I would tell you a quick story to that. Sid Bream, we interviewed him when we took over the took back the Pirates to be an analyst for us.
Right.
And he was a great guy. We had a boss that was who grew up somewhere else. And there were other people we interviewed, and he said, man, my favorite is this guy, and because we weren't in on the interview, but he did it, named Sid Bream. So a couple of us went into his office and just said, you can't hire him.
For that reason alone,
He said,
one
you
slide.
Can't. He said, people won't. I mean, we're just getting the Pirates back. They're going to be ticked off
at the memory.
Our analyst is Sid, and he's all of the things that you said. But it's just something.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
He is one of the nicest human beings, and you will not find a teammate of his to have a bad word to say about him.
So what else can we find? I love the way you teased it, and like that. This is one of my reports. So it's a series of short stories. Is that fair?
I want to say, to be exact, 109 stories are in that book, along with, you know, hundreds of photos as well. Some of them are going to take, some of them take about, you know, a minute to read. Some are going to take, you know, 4 or 5 minutes to read to really get into it, you know, and I appreciate you showing that right there. We have essays from each one. So you're on an interesting story right there. That page in your left hand, hold that page right there and show that page, everybody. In 2017, I don't know if people remember the name, but John Borman was a catcher in single A, and the Pirates had an issue. We were in Miami. I say we, not we, the Pirate. I was with the team in Miami that day.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
And I happened to be working that game, and I believe it was Elias Diaz and Chris Stewart. One guy was going to start, or no, Diaz was in Indianapolis. They couldn't get him in time after a Saturday night game. He couldn't get from Indianapolis to Miami, so the Pirates had to call a guy and get him to Miami as quick as they can to be a backup catcher. But they couldn't take one of the higher prospects because he wasn't going to stay in the organization. You know, they would have to expose him to waivers, basically. So they had to make a 40-man move to get a guy there. So what they do, they took the lowest hitting catcher in single A who was in closest proximity. And that was John Borman. He got one day in the big leagues. So I tracked him down and talked to him about that day.
So it's stories like that.
There's a hundred, it's all behind the scenes.
There are big names in there as well. Not to think that they're all, no offense to Mr.
Borman,
but you know what you're saying.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. And John's great. And I mean, I don't know what kind of time you had, but I just told you to point out a story. A guy named Eddie Bain, you know, played in the big leagues a little bit, longtime scout. Son Jamie Bain's been a scout in the big leagues for a long time, over like probably 25 years. He's my age. So he's been in baseball for a long time. And his father, so Eddie Bain was the scout that signed Mike Trout. He was with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at the time. And the Angels were picking 24th and 25th. They had back-to-back picks. So as the story goes, Eddie Bain, well-respected scout, been in the league a while. I believe it was 09, that draft, when Mike Trout got drafted. And if you look at the list of draft picks that year, Randall Grichuk was drafted 24th. Mike Trout was drafted 25th. And I said, just out of curiosity, why did Trout get picked second? Not that it matters, because you can't do, you know, draft day trades in baseball. Right. So he goes, actually, that's a funny story. I go, uh-oh, this is going to be good. And you'll see it in the book Sacred Grounds. You know, the agent for the player negotiates essentially with the scout that signed him. And then the scout, or, you know, the scout that, you know, wants to draft him. And the scout will relay that information to the general manager and all the, you know, appropriate people in baseball operations. But the agent pissed off the scout that day. And he went to his GM, Tony Regans, at the time and said, Tony, we are not passing up on Mike Trout, because he's too damn good a player. And obviously they were proven, you know, one of the, you know, 25th.
Right.
How does Mike Trout fall to 25th? That's great. It's like Tom Brady falling to 199. Terrell Davis getting drafted where he did. You know, it's crazy, right? And the agent pissed him off over negotiations. So to stick it to him, he goes, I'm picking him 25th, not 24th. And it cost him about $31,000 in signing bonus money, something like that. It wasn't some extravagant, crazy amount of money. But at the time, nobody knew Mike Trout was going to be Mike Trout, you know.
Is he able to make that money back?
I think he probably made about $500 million at least, probably $600-700 million playing baseball and endorsed. Probably made close to a billion in endorsement, you know, endorsements and playing baseball.
And a lot of these came from experiences that only you had or very few people had.
You know, and Jeff, you know this. You've been in media long enough. You're such a well respected guy in the business, and it's almost a shame that you have never been able to follow one team. And here's why I say that. You know what my job was with the Pirates. You know what it was like, you know, Pirates, Twins, and Rangers, the three teams I had the chance to work with in baseball. But you're there every day. You're developing relationships with people. And we work for a rights holder, broadcasting to fans of that team. So my job was to humanize these guys day in and day out, right? And I just had built up 16 years of relationships with people around the game and got to know them. Just being in baseball, traveling to all the ballparks, getting to know other broadcasters, other players from other teams, coaches from other teams, asking guys to connect me with guys, PR representatives, all that stuff. And it's kind of come back to me in a good way in that I was able to access people, and I got 122 interviews that I did for this book. And it ended up being amazing. And what I tried to do was get to, you know, there were big moments that happened. I'll relate another one to you. Do I have time to tell you one more story?
Yeah.
Okay. So what we did was, I worked with a guy named Mike Bassick when I was with the Rangers last season, 2024. And people may not realize Mike Bassick had a couple cups of coffee as a big league player, but he gave up Barry Bonds' record-setting home run, August 7th, 2007.
Oh, wow.
So when I first started working with him, I said, hey, just out of curiosity, do you talk about it at all? He goes, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm not sure I would necessarily have my career in media had that not happened. So here's a guy that's on the wrong side of history. He gave up one home run in early August. That did not impact right. whether he did or didn't have a career in baseball. But I have a firsthand account about what that night was like from the guy that gave up that homer. Because that was the biggest story in the United States of America. I mean, I don't know what was going on outside of sports, but I would imagine that was the number one story, given up, you know, hitting 763, breaking Hammer and Hank's record, right? So we talked to him about that. Another big moment was when Cal Ripken set the Iron Man streak, playing game 21-31 in a row. And as I looked through box scores and I looked through big moments at each ballpark, I tried to see who I know. And I look at the starting lineup that night, and the guy playing next to him at third base is Jeff Hewson, who's a broadcaster for the Colorado Rockies and the guy that I've gotten to know pretty well over my time in baseball. So I called him and I said, Jeff, I don't know if this is going to sound, you know, if this is crazy, but I'm writing this book and I want to talk to you about what it was like playing next to Cal Ripken on the night he broke the streak record. What was it like from your perspective? And he gave me photos from his personal collection, like of President Bill Clinton walking through the clubhouse, you know, Secret Service clearing out the clubhouse because the president was coming in that night. And then he goes into a story about he and Jeff Manto. He was a utility player, Jeff Hewson. He was never a named guy and carved out a decade-long career in the big leagues. And we knew that year when the record was going to be broken because all you had to do is just do the math. So you knew in spring training when the record was going to be broken. They're playing the California Angels. He and Jeff Manto, his platoon mate, one guy would face righties, one guy would face lefties. And they just kept tracking who was healthy, who was still in the rotation. And they did the math and like, oh man, they were a righty heavy, you know, right-handed heavy rotation. And Manto was pissed. He's like, hey man, you're going to get the start. He's like, wow, I'm going to play next to Cal Ripken. And Hewson calls himself the Forrest Gump of baseball. He played in three Nolan Ryan no-hitters, played in the day in the game when Ricky Henderson broke the steals record in Oakland.
Wow.
I mean, and you just all of a sudden you start picking people's brains who you know, and you know this. There are a treasure trove of stories to be told about the other side of baseball and the other side of, like, you know, humanizing these people. So he shared photos, and I put one of them in the book of a picture that Cal signed for him that hangs in his office to this day. So we told that story. You know, and the other one, there are so many that I'm proud of, but I interviewed the first player from each, the Naval Academy and West Point, Mitch Harris of the St. Louis Cardinals, Chris Rowley of the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, guys who had cups of coffee in the big leagues. Mitch Harris pitched parts of one season, but he was drafted, had a military commitment. Mitch Harris was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, and he went to perform his military service, came over. That's a hell of a story to be an American, tell a story of America's pastime, and get the first guy to ever make it from the Naval Academy, and then the first guy to make it from West Point. And the ironic part is Chris Rowley was pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was scheduled to start in Houston, when they were in Houston earlier in the week, and something had happened. They're like, hey, we're going to move you to the first to the game at home. Who are they playing? Pittsburgh Pirates. I happened to be there that day when he made his debut, and that was a big story.
Wow.
So you got this guy from West Point, a kid from Georgia, making his major league debut and making history, and he does it in Canada. He's not even in America when he does it. So just
That's a bunch
of stuff like that, Jeff.
So the book is called Sacred Grounds.
It is.
How can people...
So... Yeah, thank you for asking that. This is a very close personal project to me that I wanted to do on my own. So it is only available on my website, which is my name, shortened version of my name, Robbie Ince, RobbyInc.com. And there's a link there. It's $55, another $7 for shipping. I kept the price as low as I possibly could, but I'm the sole investor in this project. So I took on everything. So it's just kind of a passion project that I did. I'm not going to pay my mortgage with the proceeds from this book, But it's just something I wanted to do, and I poured my heart and soul into a career for 16 years in baseball. And all of a sudden, in a snap of a finger, it's gone. I did nothing wrong. And all of a sudden, bang, it's over, you know? And I had 16 years of relationships built. So why let them die on the vine? You know, and we have a website too, where we have galleries for each ballpark, more photos, interview transcripts that people can read from the conversations I had. I talked to Luis Gonzalez for 37 minutes on the record about changing the culture in baseball with one swing of the bat against the greatest closer in the history of baseball, Mariano Rivera. You know, so just a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, after 9/11.
Yeah, like and very soon after 9/11. Yeah, remember George Bush throwing out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, there was so much emotion into that series.
It's crazy, and he did it, and it's wild. And Luis could not have been more generous. He's been asked, how many times do you think Luis Gonzalez has been asked about 2001 World Series?
Once
thousands,
or twice, yeah.
And then he spent 37 minutes on the phone with me talking about it.
That's awesome.
Which is crazy.
Robbyinc.
Yes, sir.
.com.
Jeff, I miss seeing you in the clubhouse every day, brother.
It's good seeing you here tonight. Thanks for coming up here. We've got to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show here on 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.